It was the space away from touring, I think, and it was reconnecting with and a community is such a buzzword at the moment, but it was just really reconnecting with routine. My non-musician friends who bring so much richness to my life, and just kind of like walking the same streets each day, and just, I don't know, I found myself again through that repetition. And then the songs, I guess, were sort of roadmap back to a confident me, I think. I think lost a little bit of my confidence, I think.
So lovely to hear that the music really brought that back, though. When you were not writing, you spent time exploring other forms of writing and expression, and you spent some time writing essays, but it was the music that really was a calling for you in terms of getting all those feelings out there. What do you think it is for you personally about music that has such a strong pull for you expression-wise?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'm thinking about your question. For me, music makes what I'm saying more forgivable. So whatever my lyrics are, if I can counter that, or I can emphasize that, I can do it, I can manipulate the words with the sounds and instrumentation to articulate the subtleties or the nuance in the story that I'm trying to tell. I use it as a protective factor sometimes too. Like if I'm writing about it, you know, heavy stuff, I'll put some sweet melodies with it. But yeah, for the most part, it's a way to enhance the story.
That's such a succinct and beautiful way to put it. Maybe less so in this last album after having listened through it, but especially on your first two, I think your voice has a way of carrying emotion in a very raw and vulnerable way, which maybe has pulled back, I think, but maybe that's just because your first album was a lot more like, I want to say, but angry. It's a very bitter album, and I think that's obviously it's fitting for the themes on the album, but it's because your lyrics are so raw and they are so vulnerable and honest. And so how has your relationship with writing, I guess, in such a blunt manner changed over the course of your career, and what does it feel like putting out such honest lyrics?
Because I just going back to what you said just a second ago about how, you know, in the first album my voice was kind of different, and then and I do think that comes with context, and I think life. And so, you know, the first album I was playing in punk bands, I had no idea what the music industry was like, I had no idea what the broader world outside Western Australia was like. So I had all this bravado and confidence, and like, and I'm not gonna, in all honesty, I matured a little bit. And I guess, so, you know, in the last record, I was a little bit more subdued. That also came from being locked down. And so it was hard to imagine performing to a big, big audience in that space. And so it was definitely like an album for home sort of sound. And actually, because I've been going to way more shows and I've been back out at festivals, and I've just been absorbing so much amazing music, and I'm really, really inspired by that, and I hope that that's going to feed into this record.
So this next project, sonically, the bones of your past albums there, but you also lean a lot heavily more into the synth side of things, and the layers of your vocals are a lot more present, and obviously you've still got tracks with you and a guitar. What kind of inspired this more like textural approach to your music?
It was all done very in-house. So it was very much like my band, like Julia from my band, they engineered it. And so it was just kind of like Julia, Jack, Marcel and I from my band, we just were in the studio mucking around, and it just came from what we had in front of us. And you know, and that came with limitations in a way, but I feel like those limitations helped me to be able to kind of digest the experience of recording again. And I think it was the only way I could have done it, I think, just with the people that I love and that I create with. That's just how it had to happen for me to put out a new record. Each song, to me, it has its own little universe. There was this really nice sounding piano in the studio that we used a lot. And we were just kind of like children.
Because you were, I'm assuming, like collaborating with friends and people close to you, do you think that maybe helps you access vulnerability and like putting that out, all out there on the record?
Definitely. This record touches on loss and different breakups. Breakups in not just in the romantic sense, but, you know, in every way. And so, yeah, I kind of just needed to have like, just like my loved ones holding my hand through it and trusting them with the stories as well. And
I think it really come through on the record. There's like a sense of comfort in speaking quite honestly about personal experiences. One of my favorite tracks, which isn't out yet, please everyone, there are some bird field recordings. Tell us a little bit about how you recorded those and how that came about, because I think it fits so beautifully with the themes on that song.
There's a walk that I do quite often out here in Naarm, and on the Werribee Gorge trail, it's called, and I took a little microphone out there once and I just captured so many amazing birds, and I'd always wanted to put them on a song. That song in particular is about losing someone in my life, that person we would go bird watching with, I would go bird watching with all the time, and so it just felt really fitting to kind of texturalize that song with those bird sounds and just anchor that song to place, I guess.
Was there anything specific, or is there anything specific that you do to kind of hone or channel your voice at all when you're going through the lyrics?
I know that for this album, I wanted to play a different character in each song, and that helped me kind of navigate the lyrics, because I was having a whole lot of feelings, and quite often I'll be writing lyrics and then I'll change my mind halfway through the song, and you know, it'll be quite kind of all over the place. And so I kind of set myself limitations. And so, you know, for example, there's a song called Feel It Change, and that one's like, I'm petty, like I'm bratty, and I'm really leaning into that part of me that wants to be this perfect person and is like furious that someone, you know, and I've allowed that to happen. And then in a future song, there's a song called Year of Trouble, which is just me completely apologizing and admitting all of my guilt and admitting all of my parts to play in a situation. And so I think by setting those limitations for myself, it helped my brain to categorize the process of grief, I guess, when it comes to kind of like, yeah, endings.